The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, we're going to find out today for sure. Because Juliet wrote in with a problem. Said, hi, guys. Please keep me anonymous. So we're going to call you Juliet. That Juliet says, I'm a small business owner in the area, and frequently the scouts have their time, and the Girl Scouts in particular, time is fierce. She says she has a retail store where usually the girls every year flock and begin selling cookies in cute little booths. Now she's shouting them out like, there ain't no shade here. Said for years, they've put a great amount of creativity into their cookie booths. They even sing, dance. When it's nice outside, they'll parade around holding signs in front of the business, showing off to the cars, getting people to buy the cookies. They put a lot of work into selling tons of cookies, and they do. That's the whole point, right? Well, this year, one particular mother came up to me and asked if I would buy a bunch of cookies from her and then place them in my store for sale. She said her daughter would put up a sign so that people knew what troop that they were buying from. But I didn't like that, so I said, no way, no thank you. And I said no for several reasons. Juliet says, I myself was a Girl Scout, and for many years in my youth, now I feel like this is kind of cheating. This sparked a debate with me and my employees. They're saying things along the lines of, think smarter, not harder. They're not wrong, and times do evolve. So Juliet says, so Allie and DZ, help me out. Am I the jerk for turning down this mom and kind of turning down the Girl Scouts to sell cookies in the store? Juliet. Now, Juliet, obviously she's a supporter of the Girl Scouts. She was a Girl Scout herself. She did her thing and enjoyed being a Girl Scout and appreciates, which is why she lets the Girl Scouts sell the cookies outside the store and do their thing and loves seeing the effort that they put towards selling the cookies. That being said, there's no longer much effort being put into selling those cookies. And I think that's where Julia's coming from. Julia's going, this is part of the experience. Just putting the cookies out there, you know, that's not teaching a child any of the lessons that any of the scouts teach, right? The scout's honor is a scout's honor for a reason, in my opinion. And I'm not a scout, so I could be talking out of pocket. I don't know. I get where Julia's coming from. But with that being said, I don't think she's allowing the world to evolve and do things the way people like to do things nowadays. You can't take your youth experience or the experience that you've seen from the past years and kind of want to shape the experience of the next generation. They shape their own experience. Y'all hear that? The next generation shapes their own experience. We give them guidelines, but I don't know if we can really dictate what they do at the end of the day. They're going to do what they want. We know this next generation is going to do what they want. So Juliet wants to know, is she the jerk for rejecting this mother from selling cookies inside of her store? The mom wants the store to literally buy cookies. She wants Juliet to buy cookies and then resell them inside the store to give her profits. That's tough. That's tough because that's basically saying, hey, I want you to bulk buy from me and then try to resell them to recoup your money back, right? In a nutshell. And I don't know if that's actually okay to do. So if somebody's got some points or some actual insight into this, I know a lot of us out here were scouts. So I think this might be triggering for some people. We need to decide, is Juliet the jerk for denying the scouts to sell cookies inside of the store? Wants to have all the cookies be sold. Mom said, can you just bulk buy from us? Juliet said, no way. I'm not doing that. That's cheating. You got to have her here sell them cookies yourself. We got to see them out here in the cute little outfits and doing their own thing. I don't know. I'm leaning towards jerk, though. I got to be honest, because you could allow it to evolve. But I don't like the fact that the mom wanted you to pay for the cookies up front. Could we have done some consignment or something at least? Something? I'm leaning towards jerk. I want to know where everybody else is going. 414-533-1037. That's the number you can text. You can call. All answers are welcome. We're going to work this out. Is Juliet the jerk for not buying the Girl Scout cookies and selling them inside her store like the mom wanted her to do for the troop? We'll take your calls and your text next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Juliet done sparked something. Hoo-wee. Now, Juliet hit us up and wants to know if she's the jerk for rejecting the scouts, if you will. She says she was a Girl Scout in her youth, and this sparked a debate within her employees. As a small business owner, she normally lets the Girl Scouts do their thing, sell her cookies, and sell tons of cookies at that, year after year after year. But this past year, for the season, one mother approached her and went, can we just have you buy a box of cookies, a bunch of them, and then resell them inside the store? So basically saying, we want you to sell the cookies for us. Get the community to do the work for you, in a nutshell, right? Kinda? And she goes, nah, that's not what we're doing. Yeah, that's not. You're cheating. No, no, no. And I mean, I do agree, but at the same time, you got to let the times evolve. So I said, jerk, I don't necessarily get to decide this, though. You do. So let's get to the phones because some of y'all are inspired. Let's get to the first inspired person on the line. Up first, we got Ava in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ava. How we doing today?
Good morning. I am well.
Good, good. All right. So what do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk or not the jerk for not wanting to sell the cookies inside the store?
Oh, I thought the parent was the jerk. So I think she's not the jerk. I had originally thought I was talking about the parent.
Okay.
The jerk for not selling the cookies, because first off, the Girl Scouts aren't just people that sell cookies. There's a purpose to selling the cookies, to teach the girls real world experience, making their own money to support their adventures. Mm. If somebody else sells the cookies, they're not doing the work.
Right.
They're trying to teach these girls value. It's a camp, a group of community teaching these girls values and ethics. To the mother approaching her saying, why don't you just do it? Was ridiculous in the first place. You don't want your girl to be a Girl Scout, then don't sign her up to be a Girl Scout.
Ava.
You don't tell somebody else to take away from the value that they're trying to give your child.
Listen, I hear the inspiration. You're kind of right, though, because it's not like even the daughter went in and said, hey, you know, I have a new idea on how to sell cookies that I'm looking to try out. Because had the daughter been the one to go in, I would have gone like, okay, if she's insightful to that business mind and going, would you be okay if I sold you the cookies and then you resold the cookies, man. But it was the mother going, I'm just gonna do it,
right?
I hear, come
if
on,
the daughter had went in there, I'd be like, oh, that's a hustler's mentality.
Thank you.
Baby is trying to build a business, but this is mama trying to get the baby out of the work. The purpose of putting her in there is to get her those ethic and real world experiences, and then you want to take them away from her. So you're kind of defeating the purpose of being a scout.
Dang, Ava coming in swinging. First up, she says, you know what? I misunderstood. No, not the jerk. You're taking away from the experience.
Yeah.
All right. You kick it off. Appreciate your call, Ava. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Ooh, you hear that? Did you hear that gumption? She had it on lock. She was inspired. All right, let's keep working it out. Let's see who's up next. Up next on the phone, we got Celia. Good morning, Celia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you're next up. What do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk for not allowing the mom to just say, hey, buy these cookies and sell them for us?
Absolutely not. I agree with the last caller, everything you guys were saying. I think it's crazy for the mom to want Juliet to buy the cookies and sell them and get the money. That is absolutely insane. You know, I was also thinking about, like, I have four children, and when they come home with those little, like, candy cell papers, we take them to work, right? And we try to, like, sell to our coworkers. So that's, you know, I just kind of think about that. And, like, back in the days, we went door to door to try to sell that.
Right. So, isn't it kind of the same concept, though? Us as parents, we take the sheet for the kid when it's really the kid's work to do. Why am I selling the bread for my child? Why am I selling the popcorn? Why am I selling the cookies? This is the kid's business. So if we do it, we're kind of the jerk. So how are we going to call her the jerk for saying, nah, standing on business?
Yeah, I just think she shouldn't have said, like, can you pre-buy the cookies, mm-hmm. you know? Because mm-hmm. we're not doing that with the paper. Like, oh, you pre-buy this. You pay when the order arrives,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah, no. So. And rarely do you ever have to pay too much ahead. And it's right. just what's not sitting well with me is that it is taking the experience away from the child. And that's part of what I
Absolutely.
Thought the scouts were in any capacity, was to teach them these lessons and have them out in the community, the social skills and building this camaraderie. Your parents doing this for you, going around saying, hey, will you sell these cookies for my kid? Nah, that ain't it.
Yeah, it's giving very much like handed on a silver platter vibes.
It's giving. I got this, honey. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Sally, you're not wrong. Appreciate your call.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Bye. Hey, that works it out two for two. Oh, is it going to be a sweep today? I don't know. Let's find out. Next up on the line, Zer. Good morning, Zer.
Good morning, DZ.
Morning. All right, so you get to work it out. I mean, we've already got two Not the Jerks. I'm going to be honest with you. So I just got to ask, are you sweeping this? Did you bring a broom? Are you saying that she is a jerk for not allowing the Girl Scouts to sell the cookies the way they want?
No, I'm sweeping it. She's definitely not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Anyone that says she is insane. And for you to even think about it, you're insane.
But hear me out, though. Like, what really got me thinking was the fact that maybe it was the daughter. And maybe the daughter is a little shy. Let's just say in a crazy world, it is a new group, right? Every year, maybe the groups change. This year, the daughter had the idea, what if... Right. And the mother went, OK, I can go around to businesses and ask for you. Us as parents, we always look, always, always, always look for the best way to help our parents or to help our children as parents.
Yes.
And if that way is going around, like when our 2.5-year-old is 4.5, 5.5 in school, selling cookies or cookie dough, whatever, I'm going to bring the sheet to work. I'm not. So that's why I'm like, if you could do something to help your kids, why wouldn't you? Juliet is stopping that process, is stopping the evolution. That's why I said jerk.
Right. So the reason why I think she's a jerk is I think the parents are jerk, and why the store owner is not, is because, like you said, and it's what the girl Ava, I think she said at the beginning, is that you're taking away the experience from the child, but also you're handing off work to someone else.
Ooh.
Like, you're trying to run her business. Now you want her to buy a bulk. Now what if she doesn't sell any cookies? Now she's negative inventory, and she has a business to run. Why does she have to run your business?
That is true. She doesn't sell all of the cookies. All of a sudden, she still lost some money. Ooh.
Right. So now she's responsible for that, and now she took all that out of your hand. Like, that doesn't make sense to me,
Yeah.
And what if people come in and they're like, oh, I want to buy a cookie. Now she got another job, She's got to do that. Like, that's not fair, and that's insane.
I'm hearing you guys. Yeah. Listen, sir. Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. As a troop leader for over 10 years, the girls need hands-on selling experience. The store owner allows them to actively sell at her store. So if she's giving them the opportunity to make the sales, she says, I only see the situation and bulk buying ideal for stores if it's owned by a family of a scout. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. That part right there.
Correct.
That part, indeed. Oh, golly.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Agreed.
I am going through the text and down the line, not the jerk, not the jerk, not the jerk, not the jerk, not the jerk.
I 100% not. Anyone that thought any other way is insane.
I guess I'm insane. I guess I'm insane, sir, but you guys swayed me. I see the light. I'm changing my answer, not the jerk. Appreciate your call, sir. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye. You too. Wow. Not the jerk, just like that.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, we're going to find out today for sure, because Juliet wrote in with a problem said, "Hi, guys. Please keep me anonymous. So we're going to call you Juliet." Said, Juliet says, "I'm a small business owner in the area, and frequently the scouts have their time, and the Girl Scouts in particular, time is fierce." She says she has a retail store where usually the girls every year flock and begin selling cookies in cute little booths. Now, she's shouting them out like, there ain't no shade here. Said, for years, they've put a great amount of creativity into their cookie booths. They even sing, dance. When it's nice outside, they'll parade around holding signs in front of the business, showing off to the cars, getting people to buy the cookies. They put a lot of work into selling tons of cookies, and they do. That's the whole point, right? Well, this year, one particular mother came up to me and asked if I would buy a bunch of cookies from her and then place them in my store for sale. She said her daughter would put up a sign so that people knew what troop that they were buying from. But I didn't like that, so I said, no way, no thank you. And I said no for several reasons. Juliet says, I myself was a Girl Scout, and for many years in my youth, now I feel like this is kind of cheating. This sparked a debate with me and my employees. They're saying things along the lines of, think smarter, not harder. Well, I mean, they're not wrong, and times do evolve. So Juliet says, so Allie and DZ, help me out. Am I the jerk for turning down this mom and kind of turning down the Girl Scouts to sell cookies in the store? Juliet. Now, Juliet, obviously she's a supporter of the Girl Scouts. She was a Girl Scout herself. She did her thing and enjoyed being a Girl Scout and appreciates, which is why she lets the Girl Scouts sell the cookies outside the store and do their thing and loves seeing the effort that they put towards selling the cookies. That being said, there's no longer much effort being put into selling those cookies. And I think that's where Julia's coming from. Julia's going, this is part of the experience. Just putting the cookies out there, you know, that's not teaching a child any of the lessons that any of the scouts teach, right? The scout's honor is a scout's honor for a reason, in my opinion. And I'm not a scout, so I could be talking out of pocket. I don't know. I get where Julia's coming from. But with that being said, I don't think she's allowing the world to evolve and do things the way people like to do things nowadays. You can't take your youth experience or the experience that you've seen from the past years and kind of want to shape the experience of the next generation. They shape their own experience. Y'all hear that? The next generation shapes their own experience. We give them guidelines, but I don't know if we can really dictate what they do at the end of the day. They're going to do what they want. We know this next generation is going to do what they want. So Juliet wants to know, is she the jerk for rejecting this mother from selling cookies inside of her store? The mom wants the store to literally buy cookies. She wants Juliet to buy cookies and then resell them inside the store to give her profits. That's tough. That's tough because that's basically saying, hey, I want you to bulk buy from me and then try to resell them to recoup your money back, right? In a nutshell. And I don't know if that's actually okay to do. So if somebody's got some points or some actual insight into this, I know a lot of us out here were scouts. So I think this might be triggering for some people. We need to decide, is Juliet the jerk for denying the scouts to sell cookies inside of the store? Wants to have all the cookies be sold. Mom said, can you just bulk buy from us? Juliet said, no way. I'm not doing that. That's cheating. You got to have her here sell them cookies yourself. We got to see them out here in the cute little outfits and doing their own thing. I don't know. I'm leaning towards jerk, though. I got to be honest, because you could allow it to evolve. But I don't like the fact that the mom wanted you to pay for the cookies up front. Could we have done some consignment or something at least? Something? I'm leaning towards jerk. I want to know where everybody else is going. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can text. You can call. All answers are welcome. We're going to work this out. Is Juliet the jerk for not buying the Girl Scout cookies and selling them inside her store like the mom wanted her to do for the troop? We'll take your calls and your text next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Juliet done sparked something. Hoo-wee. Now, Juliet hit us up and wants to know if she's the jerk for rejecting the scouts, if you will. She says she was a Girl Scout in her youth, and this sparked a debate within her employees. As a small business owner, she normally lets the Girl Scouts do their thing, sell her cookies, and sell tons of cookies at that, year after year after year. But this past year, for the season, one mother approached her and went, can we just have you buy a box of cookies, a bunch of them, and then resell them inside the store? So basically saying, we want you to sell the cookies for us. Get the community to do the work for you, in a nutshell, right? Kinda? And she goes, nah, that's not what we're doing. Yeah, that's not. You're cheating. No, no, no. And I mean, I do agree, but at the same time, you got to let the times evolve. So I said, jerk, I don't necessarily get to decide this, though. You do. So let's get to the phones, because some of y'all are inspired. Let's get to the first inspired person on the line. Up first, we got Ava in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ava. How we doing today?
Good morning. I am well.
Good, good. All right. So what do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk or not the jerk for not wanting to sell the cookies inside the store?
Oh, I thought the parent was the jerk. So I think she's not the jerk. I had originally thought I was talking about the parent.
Oh, okay.
The jerk for not selling the cookies, because first off, the Girl Scouts aren't just people that sell cookies. There's a purpose to selling the cookies, to teach the girls real world experience, making their own money to support their adventures.
Mm.
If somebody else sells the cookies, they're not doing the work.
Right.
They're trying to teach these girls value. It's a camp, a group of community teaching these girls values and ethics. To the mother approaching her saying, why don't you just do it, was ridiculous in the first place. You don't want no girl to be a Girl Scout, then don't sign her up to be a Girl Scout.
Ava.
You don't tell somebody else to take away from the value that they're trying to give your child.
Listen, I hear the inspiration. You're kind of right, though, because it's not like even the daughter went in and said, hey, you know, I have a new idea on how to sell cookies that I'm looking to try out. Because had the daughter been the one to go in, I would have gone like, okay, if she's insightful to that business mind and going, would you be okay if I sold you the cookies and then you resold the cookies, man. But it was the mother going, I'm just gonna do it,
right?
I hear, come
if
on
the daughter had went in there, I'd be like, oh, that's a hustler's mentality.
Thank you.
This baby is trying to build a business, but this is mama trying to get the baby out of the work. The purpose of putting her in there is to get her those ethic and real world experiences, and then you want to take them away from her. So you're kind of defeating the purpose of being a scout.
Dang, Ava coming in swinging. First up, she says, you know what? I misunderstood. No, not the jerk. You're taking away from the experience.
Yes.
All right, you kick it off. Appreciate your call, Ava. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Ooh, you hear that? Did you hear that gumption? She had it on lock. She was inspired. All right, let's keep working it out. Let's see who's up next. Up next on the phone, we got Celia. Good morning, Celia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you're next up. What do you say? Do you think Juliet is the jerk for not allowing the mom to just say, hey, buy these cookies and sell them for us?
Absolutely not. I agree with the last caller, everything you guys were saying. I think it's crazy for the mom to want Juliet to buy the cookies and sell them and get the money. That is absolutely insane. You know, I was also thinking about, like, I have four children, and when they come home with those little, like, candy cell papers, we take them to work, right? And we try to, like, sell to our coworkers. So that's, you know, I just kind of think about that. And, like, back in the day, we went door to door to try to sell that.
Right.
So,
isn't it kind of the same concept, though? Us as parents, we take the sheet for the kid when it's really the kid's work to do. Why am I selling the bread for my child? Why am I selling the popcorn? Why am I selling the cookies? This is the kid's business. So if we do it, we're kind of the jerk. So how are we going to call her the jerk for saying, nah, standing on business?
Yeah, I just think she shouldn't have said, like, can you pre-buy the cookies, you know, because we're not doing that with the paper. Like, oh, you pre-buy this. You pay when the order arrives, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, and rarely do you ever have to pay too much ahead. And it's just what's not sitting well with me is that it is taking the experience away from the child. And that's part of what I thought the scouts were in any capacity, was to teach them these lessons and have them out in the community, the social skills and building this camaraderie. Your parents doing this for you, going around saying, hey, will you sell these cookies for my kid? Nah, that ain't it.
Yeah, it's giving very much like handed on a silver platter vibes.
It's giving. I got this, honey. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Sally, you're not wrong. Appreciate your call.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Bye. Hey, that works it out two for two. Oh, is it going to be a sweep today? I don't know. Well, let's see. Let's find out. Next up on the line, Zer. Good morning, Zer.
Good morning, DZ.
Morning. All right, so you get to work it out. I mean, we've already got two Not the Jerks. I'm going to be honest with you. So I just got to ask, are you sweeping this? Did you bring a broom? Are you saying that she is a jerk for not allowing the Girl Scouts to sell the cookies the way they want?
No, I'm sweeping it. She's definitely not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Anyone that says she is insane. And for you to even think about it, you're insane.
But hear me out, though. Like, what really got me thinking was the fact that maybe it was the daughter. And maybe the daughter is a little shy. Let's just say in a crazy world, it is a new group, right? Every year, maybe the groups change. This year, the daughter had the idea, what if... Right. And the mother went, OK, I can go around to businesses and ask for you. Us as parents, we always look, always, always, always look for the best way to help our parents or to help our children as parents.
Yes.
And if that way is going around, like when our 2.5-year-old is 4.5, 5.5 in school, selling cookies or cookie dough, whatever, I'm going to bring the sheet to work. I'm not. So that's why I'm like, if you could do something to help your kids, why wouldn't you? Juliet is stopping that process. It's stopping the evolution. That's why I said jerk.
Right. So the reason why I think she's a jerk is I think the parents are jerk, and why the store owner is not, is because, like you said, and it's what the girl Ava, I think she said at the beginning, is that you're taking away the experience from the child, but also you're handing off work to someone else.
Ooh.
Like, you kind of run her business. Now you want her to buy a bulk. Now what if she doesn't sell any cookies? Now she's negative inventory, and she has a business to run. Why does she have to run your business?
That is true. She doesn't sell all of the cookies. All of a sudden, she still lost some money. Ooh.
Right. So now she's responsible for that, and now she took all that out of your hand. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, what if people come in and they're like, oh, I want my cookie. Now she got another job, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
She's got to do that. Like, that's not fair, and that's insane.
I'm hearing it. I'm hearing you guys. Yeah. Listen, Zer. Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. As a troop leader for over 10 years, the girls need hands-on selling experience. The store owner allows them to actively sell at her store. So if she's giving them the opportunity to make the sales, she says, I only see the situation and bulk buying ideal for stores if it's owned by a family of a scout. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. That part right there.
Correct.
That part, yes. Indeed. Oh, golly.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Agreed.
I am going through the text and down the line, not the jerk, not the jerk, not the jerk, not the jerk, not the jerk.
I 100% not. Anyone that thought any other way is insane.
I guess I'm insane. I guess I'm insane, Zer, but you guys swayed me. I see the light. I'm changing my answer, not the jerk. Appreciate your call, Zer. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye. You too. Wow. Not the jerk, just like that.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.